As the wheel of the bike was spinning around, Tadita decided to stick his fingers in the spokes, and his mother dashed into the room. Oh, wait a minute. Geez, what are you going to do? Stick your fingers in? Well, he had his fingers already up and ready to poke right into the spokes as the tire was spinning around. She said, "Don't do that. You'll lose a finger. Now stop it." He thought to himself, "How did I know? I'm going to, geez, I think spinning around. I wonder what it was like. Just wanted to feel it, look inside, see what's happening." Well, his mother felt kind of sorry for him, so she grabbed him by the shirt and dragged him back and said, "You don't want to do that, do you? I mean, really, do you really want to do something like that?" And he's rubbing his index finger with the rest of his fingers and his thumb over him, rubbing him around like as if he was holding a coin in his hand as he was smearing his fingers around and feeling each finger as they went around and around, and his thumb touching his palm of his hand, and he come up around to the other fingers, to the middle finger, index finger, ring finger, baby finger, you name it, he had them all, right there in one hand, and even his thumb too. Everything was right there. And he just rolled him around. It was just almost as if it was some kind of a magic trick he was doing. And he'd roll him really fast sometimes. Sometimes he'd go so fast, he would confuse himself even, say, "Oh, what happened? Where did that go? Where did my finger go?" And then he'd look, "Oh, there it is." He almost thought he'd lost his finger in the process because he was going so fast. People came from probably 2-3 blocks around to come and watch him do that. He was kind of like you might call the finger man. And he would just stick his fingers right up real fast, then draw them back in again right into a fist shape. "Wow," they said, "how'd you do that?" Well, he just kind of shrugged his shoulders and just thought to himself, "I don't know, I just do it." Well, they were amazed. Then he'd stick his thumb up real quick. It almost made like a boing sound. He went boing. People, whoa, where'd that come from? It was just his thumb. That's all it was, just his thumb. But they were impressed to see his thumb pop up like that, and then all of a sudden, his index finger shot out. Wow! And then he was just doing it all over the place, his ring finger, doing all these things just continuously. Pretty soon his elbow got into the act, and it would be up and down, around and back and forth. And oh, he was just amazing with his thumb and fingers going like that. I mean, you would almost have to film something like that and put it on the big screen for the world to see. It was that impressive. Everybody liked it. I mean, pretty soon, not only 2 blocks away, but it was 3 and 4 and 5. And from the other towns, they came in to watch him. And then he got his right hand into the act. And then they were both doing it, both interacting like that, touching fingers and touching thumbs, and just spinning around each other and getting hung up and then pull them apart. Boom. He was like trying to almost, like we would say, brush all the knots out of your hair. Well, he would do that with his fingers. They'd get all tied up and knotted up. And then all of a sudden, he'd just kind of take his face and rub them into his hands and just smooth them right out. And both hands would separate into each side. And he would just hold them out. Palms up in the air, fingers sticking out. Oh, the people just loved it. Cheers and laughter and happiness abounded everywhere. Everybody just loved it. I mean, geez, they were happy. I mean, how happy can one person get? I mean, really, how happy can one person get? Take Stealtha for a minute. Stealtha, come here a minute, let me talk to you. Well, Stealtha stood up real slow because she was sitting there for a while and almost wrenched her back as she got up because she was sitting there for so long. Well, she got up and, "Stealtha, come here," I said. "Come here." "I am. I'm going to be there. Just hang on a second. Let me straighten myself out." Well, she was sitting there for like about 30 minutes in that crouched up position, kind of a leg strung out this way and that way, and she was sitting there like that for the longest time. Well, she eventually got up and had her hand on her hip. He said, "Take your hand off your hip. You don't need to do that." "Yes, I do. My back hurts." "Okay, all right. Calm down. Calm down. Now, how happy do you have to be?" She said, "What? How happy do I have to be?" "Well, I've got to be really happy. Why?" "Well, I mean, really, how happy do you have to be?"
"Well, what kind of question is that?"
"How happy do you have to be?"
She said, "Is that a trick question?"
Oh, she could not get it. "How happy do you have to be?"
"Very happy, extremely happy." "What is it?" Just answer the question."
Well, she said,
"Well, extremely happy, of course."
He said, "All right, go sit down." So Stealtha went back and sat down in the same position that she was in for the last half hour or more.
and just sat there. She was almost like she was just like a piece of metal that just sprung back to its original shape. Right down she went. Whoop. Exact same position that she was in before she got up. And then she held her head up high like that and watched the performance once again. I guess you could say she was about as happy as you're going to get for a person of her age and be happy. So she was right there. Her eyebrows wiggled up and down. Her cheeks, same thing, up and down. Her mouth stretched out as she smiled, and the sides of her mouth went up like a typical smile. Well, that was expected. We don't know why her jaw dropped so much like that, though, when she would let out some kind of a yelp when she was happy. It must have been a spontaneous reaction. But that's the way she was. Can't say much about that as long as she was happy. And she'd even give a thumbs up every now and then. That was all good news. Bartell, over on the side over there, trying to be a big shot, like nothing impressed him. He was sitting there, looking over the crowd, like, what are you all so happy about? What are you all so laughing about? Why, what's the deal here? I mean, what's the big deal? Well, he was kind of one of those not getting along with people type people. But that was his nature. People kind of come up to him and say, snap out of it, huh? Snap out of it. Why don't you just be cheerful for about 20 minutes? It'll be over. Just be cheerful for about 20 minutes. You'll be happy. He thought, okay, well, I'll give it a try then. So he put on a fake smile, straightened up his neck, kept his fake smile going as he looked around, and just held it there. He just held it and just moved his head back and forth, like he was some kind of a clock mechanism. Back and forth. Back and forth. That's it. Just looking to the left and sweep back to the right, sweep back to the left, sweep back to the right. Well, his smile was getting kind of tight. It was almost like he almost couldn't stop smiling because he was like stuck in that position, but he would still go from the left to the right, to the left, to the right, and he couldn't stop anymore. Pretty soon his neck was starting to gyrate and going around and round. It was almost like he was becoming like a ball on a stick. And he just kept going around and around, and pretty soon almost, but not quite, almost made a 360-degree turn where it went all the way around right back to the beginning again. But almost to the beginning, he had to come back around because he couldn't do that 360. Probably would have snapped something. So he didn't do that. He just stayed there. His smile was still locked in place, but he just stayed there anyway and just watched the show. Well, I don't think he was kidding anybody, but they were at least happy to see him at least appear to be happy. That was all good news. That was all good news. And if you looked way down between the trees over there, yeah, look at those planes coming this way. And there were pre-scheduled jets coming through. And of course, we waited for them. They were almost here, just about maybe I would say about a mile or two away. But when they came over, everybody was supposed to jump up. Well, how was that going to happen? Stella was never going to be able to jump. She could barely stand up, much less jump up. Well, all the smaller kids, of course, could do it. They were all ready to go. They were just like rubber bands, just ready to pop up. And he said, as soon as the jets come flying by, you guys just jump up in the air and you'll just really make the pilot happy. So, jet was coming closer and closer. Now you could see it coming through the trees like that, and all of a sudden, it's just like, all for whatever reason, just like almost instant, it must have been going really fast, and it just came right over them. And as soon as they did, everybody jumped up. Unfortunately, the jet had already passed, and all the crowd was standing except a few people that didn't quite manage to get themselves up in time. But the kids were already up, and they were jumping around. Everybody else was up, but a select few. Well, the jets, they were hoping we were going to come around again so that they'd give a chance to jump up, but never did. It's too darn fast. The reaction time was too slow. They needed some kind of a pre-notice that the jets were coming over. But I don't think anybody knew even how to do that, to pre-plan that. So they just said, well, the jets aren't coming back, so you might as well just sit down. We've got a banjo player here we're going to hear in just a couple of minutes. And fell over there, he's got a guitar, but he's going to play it kind of backward in that he's going to turn the guitar around facing himself as he plays it. It was a little bit strange. We don't know how to this day how he was actually going to do that, but they claimed he was going to do it. But the curtain closed on everything. I mean, there were about four or five I don't want to call them contestants, but four or five performers, I guess you could say, were standing there, and the curtains closed, separating them from the audience, and that was pretty much it. They had a spotlight on them, but the spotlight went out when the curtain closed, and as expected, the crowd started to mumble and jumble and all that stuff, and started to circulate, and some kids were standing up, and the older folks eventually got up. Everybody started to get up and go. The show's over. It's the end. The show's over. The curtain stayed tight, closed. The performers put all their instruments back in their box, back in their cases. They all packed up and took off. Pretty soon, within 20, 30 minutes, everybody was pretty much out of the way, on their way, taking off, going home. It was quite a day, you have to admit, it was quite a day. A day that you could actually remember for about 3 or 4 days into the future. And if you had a good memory, you could probably remember it maybe even a year from now, or maybe 2 years from now, where you would say something like, remember when blah, 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 blah? Well, this was it. This was the blah, blah, blah time that they were going to be talking about. So it could hold up. I mean, it could go on to the future generations about this particular day, which seemed kind of exciting. But at this moment, everybody was, of course, off and running, all heading in their own ways, all heading to their own home or wherever they were going to go. But it was over, and they had a great time anyway. They all had a great time. The performers had a great time. The people had a great time. And I'm sure the pilots in those jets had a great time. So everybody had a great time. 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 Everybody had a great time.